33.
Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Tuesday, June 6th. Currently with fair skies, it is 61 degrees. The humidity is 88%. The wind speed is calm. The barometric pressure is 30.10, and the dew point is 57 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. The Ellis County Historical Society is offering extended summer hours and exciting exhibitions.
One exhibit, Notorious, is a traveling display from Salina's Smoky Hill Museum, showcasing the infamous figures of the Wild West era in the area. But there's more, according to Executive Director Amanda Rupp.
The Sternberg Firearms Collection got so much attention last summer that we have decided to keep it up. It had been in storage for so long, why not keep showing it around?
Don't miss this chance to delve into the captivating history of the region. Admission to the summer exhibitions is free. I'm J.P. Bazant.
Governor Laura Kelly has expanded the qualifications for families to apply for the Kansas Education Enrichment Program to continue to recover from the pandemic. Students whose household income is less than 300% of the federal poverty guidelines will be eligible for a one-time $1,000 award per child to pay for school supplies, camps, tutoring, and more. The application can be found at keep.ks.gov. This is Kansas Information Network News.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Save up to 75% off preferred home and office products with Office Depot. Special package pricing with Lifeline screenings. Exclusive savings on post-frame buildings with QSI. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. And enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is often laced into illicit drugs and used to make fake versions of prescription pills. You can't see it, taste it, or smell it. Suppliers mix fentanyl into their products because it's potent and cheap, and the dealer might not even know. Keep yourself and others safe by knowing the real deal on fentanyl. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought...
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Attorney General Chris Kobach confirmed a decision not to file a lawsuit contesting Governor Laura Kelly's use of the line item veto on the 2023 legislature's bill appropriating funding to K-12 schools. Kansas House Speaker Dan Hawkins and the Kansas Senate President Ty Masterson had responded to Kelly's targeted deletions from the bill by accusing the governor of violating the Kansas Constitution, and the legislature's top Republican officials strongly encouraged Kobach to immediately review this unconstitutional overreach to determine whether it was necessary to file suit. Masterson subsequently said that he was fairly confident the best course was to not challenge the governor's line item veto authority on this bill delivering state aid to Kansas schools. Kelly line item vetoed a provision that would have undercut state aid to districts with shrinking enrollments and vowed to continue to use that veto authority if the legislature stuffed really bad policy into budget bills. In this bill, the governor decided against vetoing expansion of Kansas's private school tax credit to students and families with incomes 250% of the federal poverty level, and elevation of the tax credit received by organizations or individuals donating to private school scholarships to 75%. In addition, the bill cleared a path for private school students to take part in public school activities and sports. Kansas flour mills will likely buy wheat grown in Eastern Europe, and Aaron Harries, the Vice President of Research and Operations at Kansas Wheat, said it's never happened before. He said that truly is unfortunate, and it's another hit against our domestic farmers. The High Plains is dry in the best of times. However, for the last 2 years, a deep drought withered much of this prime wheat-producing region. This year's Kansas wheat harvest is shaping up to be the smallest since 1957, when the Eisenhower administration intentionally suppressed wheat production. And it's much the same in Oklahoma, where the crop is so poor, some farmers are dousing their measly crops with herbicide to contain their losses and collect insurance. That creates searing economic pain radiating through prairie towns, where summer wheat sales are the staff of life. Farmer Mike McClellan in Palco, Kansas, said he'll probably kill his entire 1,500-acre wheat crop with herbicide. That will cost him another $20,000, but it will allow him to collect crop insurance, and it will also keep the failed plants from drawing any more water from the parched soil and help check soil erosion. He said, "You're seeing a lot of depression out in farm country because of it, and it's a hard decision to destroy your crop." Still, Kansas wheat farmers are already making plans for next year. McClellan, who's harvesting none of his crop this summer, said he'll probably plant even more wheat for next year's harvest because they're always optimistic. According to a social media post from the district, USD 105, Rawlins County Public Schools reported that the junior-senior high school suffered significant damage from a fire on Monday morning. According to the post attributed to Superintendent Eric Stoddard, smoke was discovered when opening for the summer weight program. He said Atwood, local, and area fire departments responded to the fire, and it appears the building had sustained significant damage. However, the extent was unknown. The Atwood Police Department is requesting any community members with a doorbell camera to check their devices for any activity that may have been captured between 11 p.m. on June 4th to 6 a.m. on June 5th, and asks anyone with any screenshots to please email them to travis@atwoodpd.org. And if anyone saw anything suspicious in this time frame, they're asked to call 785-626-3833. In Nebraska news, two Grand Island residents are behind bars after police found numerous weapons and drugs during a traffic stop on Saturday night. Tristan Frey, 26, was arrested for possession of a firearm by a prohibited person, possession of brass knuckles by a prohibited person, possession of methamphetamine, possession of marijuana, tampering with evidence, no helmet, obstruction, no motorcycle endorsement, no valid registration, and fictitious display of a license plate. Caitlin Garrison, 22, was arrested for carrying a concealed firearm, accessory to a felony, tampering with physical evidence, possession of methamphetamine, possession of marijuana, and possession of drug paraphernalia. According to Grand Island Police, at around 5 p.m. on Saturday, officers attempted to stop a motorcycle traveling northbound on Eddy Street near 3rd Street due to the driver, Frey, not having a helmet on. Grand Island Police Department said Frey failed to stop before eventually pulling over on 14th Street between Locust and Willard Streets. When the officers contacted Frey, they say they found brass knuckles in his left coat pocket as well as a knife, and an additional search located a dagger and a loaded handgun magazine with 10 rounds of ammunition. When officers searched the motorcycle, they found more than 29 grams of marijuana, a box of ammunition, and more knives. During a pat-down of Garrison, the passenger of the motorcycle, officers located a concealed handgun. A search also found a bag containing Garrison's mother's bank card, needles, a small baggie of methamphetamine, a glass pipe, and a container with nothing inside. However, it smelled of marijuana. Police are investigating the death of a 5-month-old boy at a hotel in Northwest Lincoln. In an affidavit filed on Thursday, June 1st, Captain Jake Dilsaver reported that officers were sent to the Sunset Inn and Suites on a report of an unresponsive child on May 30th. Dilsaver said the father and mother were sleeping in the bed with their three children, and later another child noticed the 5-month-old was not breathing. The mother and other guests at the hotel performed CPR on the boy until first responders arrived, and the child was then taken to a hospital where he was later pronounced dead. In the affidavit, Dilsaver said the hotel room was incredibly cluttered and one of the beds was entirely uninhabitable. He said rotten food and various clutter filled the room and made it extraordinarily difficult to walk around, and a large knife was also found on the floor. Dilsaver said there have been prior reports of abuse and neglect with both parents and their children, and due to the uninhabitable conditions, the boy's siblings were placed in temporary custody. As of Monday, the parents had not been criminally charged, and a temporary custody hearing is scheduled for Thursday. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Governor Kelly announced on Monday that as Kansas students continue to recover from the COVID-19 pandemic, she has expanded the qualifications for families to apply for the Kansas Education Enrichment, or KEEP, program as of Monday, June 5th. Students whose household income is less than 300% of the federal poverty guidelines will be eligible for KEEP funds, which is a program that provides qualifying parents and guardians with a one-time $1,000 award per child to pay for educational goods and services such as tutoring and school supplies. Governor Kelly said this program enables Kansas students to access the resources and support they need to live up to their highest potential. So if you know of someone who may qualify for this funding, please encourage them to apply now as they continue to help Kansas students thrive both in and out of the classroom, though the funds are not eligible for private school tuition. KEEP funds can be used on enrichment and educational activities that include the purchase of curriculum and educational materials, including school supplies and certain allowed technological devices, camps with academic-related curriculum such as music, arts, science, technology, agriculture, mathematics, and engineering, tutoring, language classes, and musical instruments and lessons. KEEP is offered through a contract between Merit International Incorporated and the Kansas Office of Recovery with the goal of providing educational activities and learning opportunities to students across Kansas to promote educational learning recovery in response to the impacts of the COVID-19 pandemic. The application can be found at keep.ks.gov. The Kansas Farmers Union continued its Summer Food Safety and Security Farm Tour Series on Wednesday, May 24th, and this is the first time the Kansas Farmers Union included food security as a focus in its summer tour. They're looking at how farmers are addressing the need for healthy food. Kansas Farmers Union Executive Director Nick Lewandowski stated that Kansas is often thought of as an island because we have to bring so much of our food in, which we do. However, Kansas used to be a major producer of fruits and vegetables. Growers and producers are traveling the state to learn how farmers are trying to help, and the Kansas Farmers Union said the tour gives people a chance to think about where their food comes from. The goal is to ramp up food production so farmers can make an equitable wage and keep food costs low. The Kansas Farmers Union said it is working closely with those on the federal level as the Farm Bill expires in September, and they're hoping one of the things ensured is food security. CanCare may be reaching out to you soon about your health coverage by text, phone, call, email, or mail. And following reports of fake texts and calls to Medicaid members in other states, CanCare wants to remind you that Kansas Medicaid will never charge you to enroll or re-enroll in CanCare. CanCare will never threaten you or your family or ask for credit or debit card information. Scammers might pretend to be from a real organization or a government agency, and they can use phone, text, or email to try to steal money or something of value from you. If anyone claiming to be with CanCare contacts you and threatens you or your family, asks for your credit or debit card information, warns of legal action, demands or requests immediate payment, requires payment by gift card, prepaid gift card, internet currency, or by mailing cash, pressures you for personal information, requests secrecy, threatens to seize your bank account, or tries to gain your trust by providing fake documentation, false evidence, or the name of a real government official, that person may be trying to scam you. You need to hang up, don't answer the text or email, and call 1-800-792-4884. According to the Kansas Department of Transportation, a project to improve a portion of U.S. 36 in Norton is expected to start on Monday, June 12th, weather permitting. The work will include a full-depth pavement reconstruction starting just east of the U.S. 283 junction and ending at the east city limits, and new curb, gutter, and sidewalks will also be installed. During the construction, westbound traffic will be restricted to one lane through the work zone, and eastbound traffic will be detoured via U.S. 283, Main Street, and Eagles Road, and a 12-foot vehicle width restriction will also be in effect. This project is scheduled to be completed in October, conditions permitting. David S. Mora, 81 of Norton, passed away on April 24th with his wife by his side, and the family has chosen cremation with the memorial service to be held at 11 a.m. on Tuesday, June 20th at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Norton. Memorial contributions may be made to the Norton Emanuel Lutheran Church and sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton, and condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, there is a 10% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 5 p.m. Otherwise, it's going to be sunny with a high near 84, with a calm wind becoming southeast around 5 miles per hour in the afternoon. For tonight, there's a 10% chance of showers and thunderstorms before 7 p.m., otherwise mostly clear with a low around 58 and a southeast wind around 5 miles per hour, becoming southwest after midnight. On Wednesday, it should be sunny with a high near 87, and on Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 61. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Thursday, there's a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 p.m. Should be sunny with a high near 89. On Friday, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 1 p.m. Should be partly sunny with a high near 85. On Saturday, there's a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, and then showers will be likely and possibly a thunderstorm after 1 p.m. Otherwise, partly sunny with a high near 80. On Sunday, a 20% chance of showers, partly sunny with a high near 77, and on Monday, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms. It should be mostly sunny with a high near 79. Currently, with fair skies, it is 61 degrees. The humidity is 88%. The wind speed is calm. The barometric pressure is 30.10, and the dew point is 57 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:21.
And now Martha Stewart for Skechers.
When I make a dish or embark on a craft project, I always use the finest, most fabulous ingredients and materials. Which is why, when it comes to footwear, I love Skechers. Because Skechers is the comfort technology company and uses the most luxurious, innovative materials and designs to make wondrously comfortable footwear with all the fits and features like Arch Fit and Skechers' world-famous air-cooled memory foam. It's exactly the way I'd make shoes.
Find Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Make the most of your summer with a certificate from United Northwest Federal Credit Union. June 1st through the 30th, earn 5.2% APY on a 9-month certificate while you soak up the sun. Lock in this great rate today and start earning more from your savings. New deposits with a minimum of $5,000 are required to earn the stated APY. At United Northwest Federal Credit Union, everything we do for you. Equal housing lender, NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Brendan Dorzinski. The Kansas City Royals lost to the Miami Marlins 9-6 last night in their series opener. The Royals got out to an early 4-0 lead, but the Marlins scored the next 9 runs and put the game out of reach. Mike Meyer struggled in his piggyback duty after replacing the opener Carlos Hernandez, and Meyer spoke about what went wrong.
I didn't anticipate their purchase like that, clearly. Clearly after, the first three outings, they saw something, and that was their approach, whether it's slider or, me not throwing fastballs in, enough. I thought there were a couple of bats that really stood out as far as, I thought I made quality pitches, and, they put the barrel on the ball.
Game 2 of the series is coming up tonight. Zach Greinke will get the call for the Royals, while the Marlins will counter with Jesus Luzardo on the mound. First pitch is scheduled for 5:40. AIN Sports, I'm Brendan Dworzynski.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
In order to take care of others, begin by taking care of yourself. Norton Medical Clinic is here to get you started on the right path. If you are a Medicare patient, it's important to schedule your yearly wellness visit with your primary care provider. This appointment includes routine measurements, reviewing your medical history and current prescriptions, along with personalized health advice and advanced care planning. Make yourself and your loved ones a priority and schedule an appointment today. Our providers at Norton Medical Clinic look forward to serving you through all stages of life.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, I'm Kyle Hill. This update brought to you by Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, Kansas. We begin with your weather forecast.
Early on, we saw a few scattered thunderstorms across parts of central Kansas. Those were diminishing. We have an upper-level ridge of high pressure over the plains, low pressure to the west of us and to the east of us, so we are in a blocking pattern because this system sort of squeezes us in between the two. That's going to leave us in this summertime weather pattern with, much like yesterday, a chance of widely scattered thunderstorms during the afternoon. A few of those could briefly be strong with some very heavy rainfall, small hail and gusty winds. This will primarily be in central, south central, and eastern Kansas. Most folks should stay dry tomorrow. Then Thursday, a weak cold front slides our way from the northeast that will increase our chance of thunderstorms. Another chance of rain this weekend as well. Dry today in northwest Kansas with a high 80, 88 likely in north central Kansas. A slight chance of a thunderstorm, upper 80s in northeast Kansas. In southwestern Kansas, mostly sunny today with a high in the low 80s. A slight chance of a thunderstorm, mid 80s in south central Kansas. And in southeastern Kansas, or high in the upper 80s. I'm Dan Holliday.
Thank you, Dan. Grain markets were higher in the overnight amid recent developments in Ukraine. July corn up 9.5 at 607 a bushel. September up 7.25, 537.5. December up 6.75, 543.75. July soybeans up 7.75 at 1357.75. August up 7.25 at 1268.25. November up 6.5, 1186.25. The Kansas City wheat, July up 22.25, 844.5. September up 21.75. 838.25. Chicago wheat, July up 20.75 at 644.75. September up 20.25, 656.5. The Dow futures are down 43 points at $33,576. Index up 13 cents at 104.13. Crude oil down $1.21 a barrel at $70.94. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
Farmers know a thing or two about being tough, and they hold their wheat to that same standard. Their fields need to be able to take on anything, because there's no telling what tomorrow has in store. That's why Westbred brand wheat offers varieties like WB4699, offering Fusarium head blight tolerance, and WB4792, offering wheat streak mosaic virus tolerance. Meet your standards of excellence. Plant Westbred. Performance may vary.
I grew up hearing that women are bad with money, but like many of you, I spent years paying bills, managing checking accounts, and taking care of my family. So, turns out, women are pretty good with money after all. And now, I'm taking control of my financial future by saving for retirement. It's never too late to start, and there's a great website to help you. Check out WeSaySaveIt.org and jumpstart your retirement savings on your budget and your timeline. That's WeSaySaveIt.org, brought to you by AARP.
They came out of England, that is Ace. They were a one-hit wonder how long. However, their awesome lead singer, Paul Karak, he would go on to have a very successful solo career. Hey, this is Jay Coffey. So ABC is going to be developing a new version of Extreme Makeover.